Hey, H-Bomb back, and I'm still in IGN's top 50 sci-fi TV shows. I'm up to number 40, Eureka, which, in my opinion, way too low at 40. This is one of those shows, not really anything else like it. Straddling the fence between comedy and drama, and the thing I like about it, making the extraordinary into the mundane. Oh yeah, a death ray. Yeah, we got one of those. Something like, but yeah, very good. Can be funny, and I hate the fact that sci-fi makes the seasons too short and spreads them out too much. 39 Robotech and Rainy Day Man got me some Robotech DVDs a couple years ago, but I only watched part of it. Just one I never watch. 38, The Jetsons. Sure, The Jetsons makes it, but not Alf. But, yeah. Jetsons, it's a classic. I can't mess with The Jetsons. It's solid. 37, Battle of the Planets, Gatchaman G-Force. Never watched it. 36, Max Headroom, never watched it. 35, $6 Million Man, Before My Time. 34, Aeon Flux. Saw the movie, never watched the series. 33, Stargate Universe. And I hate the fact that sci-fi canceled it prematurely. And the episode's actually resumed tonight. But I do see IGN's critique about Voyager, and yet Voyager didn't even make it on the list. Their words were, think Star Trek Voyager, but minus that show's inability to capitalize on premise and the conflict between the characters. Oh, they're saying universe is better? I disagree. I think my biggest critique about Stargate Universe is trying too hard to be Galactica. 32 Transformers. Man, that's kind of like Voltron, one that I so long ago I barely remember it. 31 Nowhere Man. Mid-90s UPN show. Okay. That is through 31. I got a couple minutes. Let's move on the list. 30, Star Wars The Clone Wars. Never got into it. 29, Cowboy Bebop. And when Cartoon Network launched Adult Swim, this was one of the shows they put on there. Actually, of the original Adult Swim, the only anime series on there. And I didn't know what to expect, but I liked it. I mean, yes, they had to edit it down a little bit, particularly the language, because it was on cable, but the fact that it was on Adult Swim and not Toonami, they didn't have to do too much. And when I first saw Firefly, it reminded me a lot of Cowboy Bebop. And I think it definitely belongs on the list. I'm glad it's on the list. And I guess I better get going. Another segment coming up in a minute. Talk to you later. Bye.